Good morning. It was a calmer session on Wall Street overnight, albeit a slightly mixed bag, with the market attempting a turnaround from Monday's sharp declines. We saw the S&P 500 and also Dow Jones falling about a tenth of 1% each. Both indices were swinging between gains and losses throughout the session. The NASDAQ, though, did manage an improvement of about 32 points, or a fifth of 1%. So the catalyst of the losses on Monday, the debt situation surrounding Chinese property group Evergrande, those fears did ease somewhat in the overnight session in terms of the wider impact to the economy if it does default on its repayments. The focus of the market and markets globally also turns towards the US Federal Reserve, which will conclude its two-day meeting early tomorrow morning local time. So plenty of interest in particular around any commentary on tapering of the current bond buying program. So September historically has been a relatively weak month for markets, and we have continued to see that of late. In terms of some company news coming out of the US, Uber, the ride-sharing company, today jumped about 11.5%, having its best day in close to a year. A positive outlook for the third quarter helped to give that stock a bit of a jump. Disney, though, not faring so well, down more than 4%. Its CEO, speaking to investors, warned of a slower subscriber growth for its Disney Plus streaming service. Now, if we turn to European markets, it was a fairly strong performance for the major markets there. The FTSE in the UK up more than 1%, as was the German and French markets. Commodities generally firmer as well, with the price of gold lifting, as did oil inching higher. But iron ore was actually flat, still remaining at about 16-month lows at $94 a ton. If we look ahead to the Aussie market, which opens in a few hours, the SPY futures at the moment pointing to a slightly weaker open, down about 12 points, or a little bit less than a fifth of 1%. And the Aussie dollar is also trading a touch weaker as well, off a stronger US dollar, now buying about 72.3 US cents.